Isaac Davy Aronson in for Sotirios Johnson here on WNYC. And while many people are savoring the sunshine or gearing up to go back to school, Connecticut's political candidates have been busy trying to get voters' attention. Across the state, some 44 primaries will be held tomorrow. Joining us to talk about those primaries is Chris Keating, the Capital Bureau Chief for the Hartford Courant. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So you've got some interesting primaries, starting with there are three Republicans squaring off to run against longtime Democratic Attorney General Richard Blumenthal for the U.S. Senate. Can you, and they're pretty different characters, can you just briefly tell us about them?
That's correct. You have Linda McMahon, who is from the world wrestling world, Rob Simmons, who's a former CIA agent who served in Congress, and Peter Schiff, who is a nationally known private investor and author. And that's been a very, very entertaining race, and a lot of stories about professional wrestling that you don't normally hear about in politics.
Well, and Linda McMahon seems to have an endless advertising budget that certainly there's lots of television ads. Are there reservations people in Connecticut have since her fortune comes from the World Wrestling Federation, which is, you know, perhaps not, doesn't necessarily speak to conservative Connecticut values, if you will?
Yes, there has been reservations, but at the same time, she won the Republican nomination, and she is leading in the polls among the Republicans. But yes, there is reservations. She's developing fairly high negatives in the polls, and some people view wrestling as distasteful. However, her huge amount of commercials has put her in the lead, at least in the primary.
In the race for governor, this is the first time in 20 years there's no incumbent. Governor Jody Rell is going to be out. So let's take the two sides one at a time. For the Democrats, you got multimillionaire Ned Lamont, and he won the Democratic primary against Joe Lieberman for Senate in 2006, but went on to lose to Lieberman in the general. How's he doing against former Stamford Mayor Dan Malloy?
Lamont has been ahead in the polls since day one, basically, back towards around Christmas time, a long time. However, Malloy is catching up, and it's getting very, very close. We're hoping to get some new poll numbers today, which we haven't gotten yet, but that race is getting very close, within 5 percentage points.
Well, and it's interesting that the New York Times has a piece saying that, Lamont, of course, was the darling of liberals when he took on Lieberman in the Democratic primary in 2006. Now the liberals are having trouble recognizing him. Is that something you're hearing about in Connecticut?
It's true. It is a different race. In 2006, the race was all about opposition to the Iraq war and all about opposition to Joe Lieberman. Lamont was kind of an unknown quantity, and they basically only knew a few things about him. They knew he was against the war, and they knew he wasn't Joe Lieberman, so the liberals were in favor of him. Now he's running as a business executive. The war is off the front page, and it's nothing like the 06 race at all, and Lamont is putting forward his business career of creating jobs in a cable television company that he owns.
And tell us about the GOP primary for governor. You've got Thomas Foley, a big Republican fundraiser who served as an ambassador under George W. Bush, and Lieutenant Governor Michael Fedeli squaring off.
Yeah, that's and there's another guy in there, a guy named Oz Griebel, but he's further down in the polls. Foley is in the lead. He's a Greenwich multimillionaire. He's been running a lot of advertisements. Right now, he's up by about 15 points. He had been up by 35 points.
Wow.
Fedeli is the lieutenant governor, and the race has become very, very nasty regarding Foley's business career and whether he laid off people and closed a factory in Georgia, et cetera, et cetera. So there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of nastiness in that race.
Primary turnout's often low, but occurring in early August, election planners and candidates must be expecting turnout to be really low, I'd imagine. Any reason why primaries are being held now? And more importantly, how will this affect the different races?
Well, the state legislature changed it. It used to be in September, and they felt that the losing party in September would wake up on September 15th with no money and no chance to win the general election. So they wanted to push it back. They didn't want to push it back to May or June because the legislature is still in session, and so they picked August. So it's been a bit of a tough situation, but in 06, there was a 43% turnout, even in the middle of August, basically.
And what time do polls open tomorrow?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Connecticut. That's the traditional time from 6 to 8. So I guess by 9 o'clock, we'll have a lot of answers.
Chris Keating is Hartford Courant's Capital Bureau Chief. Thanks so much for joining us on WNYC.
Thank you.